Americans who got out of America because they didn't want the government to wind up killing them someday. Well, guess what? Out of Reuters, secret panel can put Americans on, quote, kill list. I love mainstream media headlines. They're just so predictable. I'm not joking, by the way. Yeah. American militants like Anwar al-Awlaki, who gets up to lots of malarkey, are placed on a kill or capture list by a secretive panel of senior government officials, which informs the president of its decisions, according to some officials. There is no public record of the operations or decisions of the panel. So, you know, you can just imagine there's a scene in the room here, puffing out smoke from these extra long, scary looking cigars, beards and press suits and so forth. Just narrowing off the list and killing them in due course just because you can. Sounds like a fabulous, fabulous American way of life to me. Oh God. Goodness gracious. If Obama can do this with his signature, goodness knows who would become a target next. A friend of mine told me the other day that the way to make yourself not a target is to be as public as possible. I'm not sure that counts, really. Kennedy was pretty public. But I think that we actually have a guest on the line here for us today, and his name is Red Elk. Are you there, mate?
I am here.
Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. How are you doing today?
I'm a bit surprised. I thought it was tomorrow. I was just getting ready to run into town, but that's right. We got it to rain.
Well, technically, it is tomorrow here in New Zealand already.
Oh, yeah. Darn. No wonder I figured Friday.
Yeah. Well, thank God it's Friday at least, huh?
Well, not here.
Oh, well, maybe you could just be grateful that it's Friday here where I am and I have to I have to work Saturday in order to keep up with America, who's so far behind.
Well, that's America for you. You know, always behind, but claiming we're ahead.
Yeah, like on a debt sovereignty level playing field. You know what
I mean? I'm sorry, but I'm part Indian, part white, and the vast majority of America is white, and they're all crazy.
Yep. I'd probably say that might have something to do with the copious quantities of education that's been going along, everybody. You know? Have you noticed?
I don't know. They're just a bunch of dingbats.
Well, yeah. I remember one time an American said to me, "Oh, I like your accent. Where are you from?" And I say, "I'll give you a hint. I'm a Kiwi." And she goes, "Oh, you're from Australia?" It's like, no, Kiwis are from New Zealand.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Well, then what are Australians named?
Well, bastards for the most part.
What is it?
Bastards.
I didn't Bastards. Get that. I don't know what I did you say, but... Oh, Aussies. Oh, no. Aussies. Yeah, you Aussies. Talk funny. It's hard to understand you.
Hey, everybody talks funny.
Yeah, I suppose. But at least not everybody talks and they're from New York. Good great.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have to go down the street and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, Red Elk. You know, where'd the name Red Elk come from, and what is it that you do?
Well, when I was born in 1942, and like anybody else, you can't, how do I put it? Yeah, you know, you have no choice who your parents are. You get born, and that's that. And I'm a half-breed. I'm right half down the middle. I'm Blackfoot and Shoshone. And the other half is white from Ireland and, I don't know. Ireland, though. I know that much. But, so, I've got white skin, but I'm red inside. And, there was five of us. And out of the five, one is red and white inside. We call him the apple. And anyway, I'm the only one of a lot that went back to Pool Indian, that type of thing. But I don't know. I'm 68. I'm getting a little decrepit now. And when my mother died, my mother just detested anything to do with Indians. Back then, to be Indian was to be worse than a black man. And she never wanted Indian around, you know. Even, I don't know how many names she's given me to go by over the years. But when she passed away, I said, okay, Mom, I played your game. Now it's my turn. And I'm going to go to my Indian side the way I felt all my life. And I did. And no one knew it. I was not allowed to tell it. But at age 10, I was given the calling to be a medicine man. And I started studying the medicine man ways from that age until, well, you never stop studying, really. But because of that, one afternoon, I was sitting here where I'm at now on the couch, and I had 10 spirits walk right through the door, literally through it, all Indian, and asked me if I wanted to join the Inner Hioka Society. And I said, yeah, I don't know, I have to ask Pop, Dad, Creator, God. I've never heard of them. I didn't know Deadly Squat. And so I said, excuse me a minute. And I shut my eyes and prayed to the Creator, asked him, what am I to do? What's this all about? And he said, go, which meant, you know, yes, join. So I checked on that three times, which is the way the NRL comes. And at the time, I didn't know that, but part of my training seems to have been falling into that line. But anyway, so I joined the Inner Hioka Society. There's Hioka and Inner Hioka, and there's hardly any Inner Hioka left in the world. And there's so few that there's no full-blooded Indian in our Hioka lab. And the others are for other parts of the world. You know, Russia, the Arabian nations, Japan, that type of thing. And I'm more or less in charge of all North America with a little bit of overlap into South America, but only if called upon to do something.
When you say you're pretty much in charge of North America, like exactly how, and how would you exert your influence?
It seems I have no influence except to draw a lot of hate from a lot of people on both sides of the fence. Yeah, you're not.
Well, that's
it. You're white.
That's influence enough.
Huh? Oh,
that's influence enough.
Yeah, I guess. These dingbat Indians, my brother Indians, they You're no Indian. You're white too, you know. And why do you call yourself a medicine man? And why do you give away all the sacred knowledge, or give away the sacred knowledge? And I laugh and I tell them all, look, if I'm not a medicine man, how do I know the sacred knowledge? Well, that pretty much shuts them up. And, but nevertheless, I have a few for me, and I suppose for every five I got for me, I've got about 50 or better against me. It doesn't matter. I'm doing what Dad tells me to do. I check with him on everything. And there's Inner Hioka, which there's only 12 left. There might be 11. I think one may have passed away. I don't know. And there's a lot of Hioka. Hiokas are clowns. Do things backwards. Our prisons and stuff are full of Hioka that don't even know it, you know. They just do it. They're beating their own drum type thing. And, but the Indian Hioka are healers, and we're also known as clowns, because I'm very much a Christ follower. Not a Christian sitting in the church, but a Christian, a Christ follower. That's what the word means. We call him Big Brother. And, anyway, so I take the word of God and what knowledge I have of the native ancient ways and show both sides of the fence, that native, American native, and the so-called white world, you know, the so-called civilized white world, both know God, both know Jesus, both know the Great Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and both know the Bible, but in their own cultural ways. And, when the whites came over, you know, we didn't have reading and writing like they did. And, we had our own way, and we had a couple of societies that could spell long before the whites ever showed up. But they were secret and kept it only amongst themselves. And,
I found this really funny quote. I think it was from Chief Sitting Bull. He says, before the white man came, we would go out fishing all day, come home and make love all night, and a woman would raise the children, and they would do all the washing and cleaning and making dinner. Only white man is stupid enough to think he can improve on that.
White man thinks he can improve on a thousand things. So arrogant, so ignorant, but... Well,
another friend of mine asked me, like, if you had a choice to just kind of swap positions right now, would you rather be in sort of like the small, isolated sort of TP community with your family and friends all around you and that kind of thing, just living a simple life, or would you still want to be here?
I would, unfortunately, I have lived in the TP for a long time, but my wife won't. She's got about a toenail clipping worth of Indian in her. And, yeah, but she won't. She spent 3 nights, and that was it. That was it. And I've got 3 or 4 teepees sitting out here in storage, and I love the far simpler life. But let's face it, the whites have got some good things going for it. I don't have to sit around wondering what a winter firewood is at. I turn on electricity, and which is convenient, but you pay for the price. You pay.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be increased ever further. Apparently, the Obama administration is now passing all these laws that give exemptions to huge companies like General Electric, and basically what they're going to do is just hike up the price for all the smaller companies and give exemptions to the already massive overpriced ones.
Oh, it doesn't matter, my brother. It's all going to go to pot and handcart in not too many years. Not many at all. You'd be lucky to have any electricity.
Have you heard about the Wall Street protests?
The who?
The Wall Street protests.
No, I don't think so.
Because there's like thousands and thousands of people that are clustering around major cities of the world, just occupying their central business districts and, you know, not leaving.
Well,
like in Phoenix and New York and Los Angeles. It's going to be happening here in Auckland, New Zealand, Copenhagen, Tel Aviv.
No, I haven't heard that. I've got brother-in-law and sister-in worldwide, and I get a lot of reports out of London about I communicate about three times a day or more with this one brother, and he's in London, and he's telling me about all the Indians from India and stuff like that used to be under England protectorate or whatever you territory, and they have free reign to go anywhere that England's at, and they're all moving there and causing a huge amount of problem. And he gets on a bus and he can count only one so-called white man, and that's himself. And big amount of problem. And frankly, if you're led to go to the city, you pray about it. If you're led to go to the city, go. But I think anyone that goes to a city is out of their tree. Boy,
quite literally, as it were, considering you have to cut them all down in order to make a city there.
That's right.
That's right. The human race is just a bunch of monkeys out of their tree. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Red Elk, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, not Vinnie with an IE, because that means I'm some kind of example.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Now, you were talking about the end of electricity, the end of society as we currently know it and enjoy it and are enslaved by it.
Boy, enslaved is a word. That's true. And I am not real pleased at all with go green, you know, buy a windmill and set up your own electric company. And also,
add to that list, liquefaction of bodies instead of burying them.
Well,
new law in Belgium. They liquefy you with dangerous toxic chemicals and flush you down the sewer system instead of burying you because it's bad for the environment.
Well, I told my wife if I knew we could get away with it, when I kicked the bucket, just take me up the hills and roll me off one of the cliffs and give it back to nature. And nature will take care of it and go on the food chain again.
Absolutely. You know, it'll be like Christmas for the buzzards.
What?
It'll be like Christmas for the buzzards.
Well, not here. We don't have hardly any of them, but the little folk, you know. Face it, and you go in a grave at least before they started putting your casket in a cement box and closing it. The worms came in, the worms come out, and they dig tunnels under the ground and help aerate the deeper roots of the plants and stuff, and the cows and the deer and whatnot, they come and eat that. And what happens? We eat them, and we start all over again.
Yeah, and apparently when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, you know how they got those real famous kind of massive graveyards, right? Well, the water was getting so much
down.
Yeah,
I know. Roll your carpet.
Oh, yeah. And they were popping up like teenage pimples.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, electricity, let's face it, when electric shortages come, and big time come, that means you aren't going to get pumped to pump your city water or county water now. It just won't pump. There's no electricity to run it. And you're going to be out of luck on water, and unless you got your own source, and you won't be able to get gas out of a gas tank. You know, it takes the electricity to run the little pumps to fill your car up. We're going to go. Oh, the people are not ready for what's coming. I'm fairly well ready. I do not advocate bicycles, for instance. Unless it's a one-speed or a three-speed. And only because there's less to fix on the darn thing. And you get a flat tire, what are you going to do? You can buy a bike pump, but if you don't have one, try filling up that tire by breath. Sticking your tongue down the stem and puffing. But I don't know. I advocate foot power. And foot-powered scooters, they call them kick scooters. And like in the Aborigines, they get a flat tire in their car, and they're as broke as I am. What do? To fix it? They pack it tight with grass and weeds and put it back on. It keeps that tire rolling. And how many people know these little things? And in World War II, France and stuff, their bicycles, they were tying rags on the rims to keep going. How many people know this stuff?
You know what? This reminds me of the show about a week ago. We compared what the previous Depression era poverty was like versus what current Depression era poverty is going to be like. And everybody back then had a moral ethic, could make their own clothes and sew holes and what have you. They had so many skills. They had stronger family units. They were capable of growing their own food. They knew all these things, which nobody knows anymore.
Well, it's out there. Somebody would just start getting hungry enough to learn the ancient ways. The internet is... I don't like computers, as you know, brother. I've been having all kinds of trouble with it. But it's a world of knowledge, literal library. I like that, and I like emailing. And from there on in, I can get out of my house, as far as I'm concerned. But that information is out there, survival skills and stuff like that. You know these three-legged baby jogger or three-wheeled baby joggers or big wheels? Are you familiar with them?
Absolutely no idea whatsoever.
Well, click in sometime, your listeners or you, three-wheeled baby joggers. And they're super, you know, compared to a standard carriage for kids, babies, you know, with the little tires and stuff. They aren't much good when it comes to really rolling along. And so I've got three of them here. One I bought and two were given to me. And I'm converting them as kind of cargo carriers. I carry for the homeless and for the people who got some sense. I got a tent with it. I got all my cooking gear with it. Everything I need with it, sitting there on that three-wheel jogger. And I can, because it's big wheels, I can go out into the deep boonies if I need to. But, yeah, I've got a blog. It's called RedElkSpeaks.com. You don't even need a .com, but RedElkSpeaks. You can see pictures of some of the things. I built three mini-domes. One will sleep a man and woman and a small child, a baby, and a small child in it. And it's very small. It's a hobbit hut. And I completed the whole works. I mean, the interior and everything, the way I wanted, bed and all that jazz.
So you turned it into... So you turned it into a hobbit hut habitat.
Yeah, yeah. And it cost me, completely done, $350. Then Sky, my grandboy, he wanted his own, so I made him the Sky Dome, another type of hobbit hut. And it's big. It's huge compared to the other two. And Sky's cost me, either a couple bucks more or less than $450. It's got a closet, its own bathroom, with a porta pot, place to shower in there. It's got what I laughingly call an attic, and nothing to climb up to. It's a net stretched across the top so you can store things there. And but what you need, and it takes hardly any heat to heat it up in the coldest of weather here, and you can cook, heat everything for just at the right in the center about $450. And then I got another one. A friend of ours wanted to build one, and I said, I'm tired of building. If you want to do it, I'll supervise. I did. And in 8 hours, we had the equivalent of a small dome that is like a sweat lodge, an American Indian sweat lodge, plain style, and covered and ready to sleep in 8 hours. 4 of those hours, they put up all the frame. The other 4, I did the rest. And really just sleep in.
That could be handy for the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of American homeless.
Well, I'm building these to show people what they can do for next to nothing. Now, Adam's Dome, the one that he helped build, cost me 1 dime. 10 pennies. And it's something I bought at a yard sale, and I can't remember what it was or even when I put it in there. Of course, it cost me gas and stuff to get the willows to bend it into shape. It's into its second winter here as soon as winter falls down, and it's held up really super. It will only last about 2.5 years at the most, but what's another 8 hours? To rebuild the frame and cover it again, and the other
and of
two,
course and of course the major what are they called, council members or whatever, they'll be saying, oh well, that's not safe, that's not passable, etc. And it's like, well, you know, it's better than sleeping on a bench or in a city mission.
Well, they've already did that with me. They said those are domes and you are not allowed to have those, blah, 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 on your property, 9.28 acres. And I was going to get fined, I think, $41 or $2 a day per phone, per dome. And they gave me, I think, 5 days or 10 days to take them down. And I went down there, and I said, those aren't domes, those are tents. And they said, no, they're domes. I said, what constitutes a tent? Nothing but a frame with a cover, and that's a tent. Well, they kept insisting, and I gave a hint. I said, I'm pretty well-known worldwide. I just wanted you to know that. I don't care, he said. You know, the local building code people. And, she cared. That was Friday. Come 8:30 on the button, they start working the date. I'd come home Friday, and I put it on air across the world, what's going on. We're going to have I got 7 chihuahuas here, and guys coming in the house, you're going to hear the Mexican mob in a minute. Excuse us. It'll get real noisy. But anyway, she called me at 8:30 and said, I want you to know, Red Oak, I do not, or we do not, appreciate all these emails. I gave her name and the whole outfit out, phone number and stuff, and address, coming into our computer. And I told her, I want, you know what I mean? Hang on, they're calling. Oh, God.
Oh no! Must right, be the are those the the Democratic Republican?
Oh, yeah, wait, but what, nevertheless,
what's the difference? That's, anyway, that's Obama's her, crowd, eh?
Yeah, but I yeah,
they're getting pretty rapid this time of year,
brother. I told that woman, I said, and I do not appreciate you making laws out of your head that are not on the book. I said, you can go right to Bi-Mark, a big kind of different shopping store, and buy a dome tent bigger than any of these three I've got out there. And then you take the tent. And, well, I said, why don't you come out and look at them? I'm building these to show people, the homeless, and people that are moving in with their families, that they're in their backyard and stuff, they can put something up like this for next to nothing. And when it gets too hectic in the house, the owner of the house say, okay, time to go home, get in the backyard or whatnot. And they can have TV, you know, run electricity from the house, and all of that, and get out of grandma and grandpa's or mom and dad's hair. And have a place of their own. And I said, I'm building this to show people what can be done. And someday you, to the gal, may be one of those people that will be doing it. Well, they came out that day, and at noon, a couple of them, just one gal and another inspector, and she went through the whole thing, and I said, look, he said, but why do you build them? I said, you run out and buy a new car without ever seeing what it looks like? And, well, anyway, she went all through all three of them. And she said, all right, keep them, but build no more domes. And don't put a cover on it.
Well, you know, it just shows the kind of callous nature of these people. They don't actually really care, and they don't actually really understand. So if you just simply stand your ground, they eventually give in. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio, broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild in the fabulous little fluoridated nation of New Zealand in the slave South Pacific.
And welcome back to my very special guest also, Red Elk from the occasionally chilly United States.
Yeah.
And have you noticed, Red Elk, that the weather, like both the summers and the winters, and the extremeness of the weather itself, has gotten really out of control in the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah. And as the medicine man, and connected with a great one, a great creator, I talk to all kinds of things. I can talk to the cloud and have it talk back. I learned how to do that. Trees, horses. I get a lot of calls on horses. It's got a problem. The vet can't find it. I tell them what the problem is. The vet comes out again. And, gee, how did you find that? But nevertheless, I asked the trees, what will this winter be like, at least here in eastern Washington State? And these two trees showed me they are really tightening up their roots. Far, they showed me past tightenings as well as this one. And this one's almost like concrete compared to the other ones that were pretty darn solid. And they said it's going to be a strange winter. And they're preparing for it right now.
Yep, there are a lot of people out there preparing for a really harsh winter, eh? I'm wondering what the Wall Street protesters are going to do when it's like 40 below.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they're finding that out on the East Coast during last winter.
Well, they're going to have to chant just to keep themselves warm. We want warmth! We want warmth!
Yeah, but they made laws that unless you have only wood heat in the United States, you're not allowed to use wood in your house because of pollution. And so I don't know, a lot of things, it's going to go to hell in a handcart, and that's not a swear word, it's a fact. And
That's funny, though. I mean, like, you're not allowed to burn wood because it might be a pollutant, but you're allowed to dump toxic waste into the drinking water in the form of fluoride?
I know I don't drink water because of that. And I don't drink. I drink Diet Pepsi, but I don't drink water.
Oh, you don't want to be drinking Diet Pepsi, man. It's got an artificial flavoring in it called aspartame. It killed every single rat that it was tested on. And it got legalized in America by, I think it was Donald Rumsfeld while he was the CEO of Sara Lee. You don't want to be drinking nothing that says diet on it, man.
Well, I...
Makes holes in your brains, can make you go blind. It's really awful stuff.
Maybe. It's really the good book says the things you fear come upon you. Now, I smoke 2.5-3 packs of cigarettes a day. And I used to start it out at 10. And would smoke a pack the first few weeks. And I went as high as into my fifth pack. And the doctor went down to my annual checkup. You know, breathe in, breathe out. And the little gal, little German Baptist gal, shorter than I am, and I shrank. But she said to herself, I don't understand it. And I turned my head and said, what is it you don't understand? And she came to my side and put her little hands on her little hips and looked up at me and said, Red Oak, I know many people who smoke. And all of them are dead or dying. You're the only one I know, and you smoke more, I'm trying to quote her, than anybody I know. And you haven't got a sign of lung problems. And I said, well, I know why. So she came in front of me, looked up, put her hands on her hips again. Would you mind explaining that to me? And I said, I pulled out a cigarette in her office. I wasn't going to light it. And tapped it on my pack. I don't even smoke non-filter. I can't stand them. And I said, honey, the fact is, these do not cause cancer. And she said, all right, explain that to me. I said, you do. And she looked like a slapper. And I said, the good news, she's very devout, Christian, Baptist, German Baptist, very devout. And she says, what do you mean they do not cause cancer? And I said, honey, you claim you're a Christian, correct? You know? And she said, well, you know I do, Red Oak. And I said, bull, and I did not. I'm not going to tell you what I said, but the other words. And again, it was like I slapped her. And she says, explain that. And I said, well, you say you believe the Word of God. And she said, well, Red Oak, yes, I do. And I said, whoa, again. And it's like I'm punching the poor little gal. And I said, the Word of God says, the things you fear will come upon you. I do not fear that I will get cancer from smoking. Therefore, I don't get it. And she looked down, shut her eyes, looked down, and when she looked up, tears were in her eyes, not rolling down, but tears were in her eyes, and she shook her head and she said, Red Oak, over the many years I've been your doctor, you told me many strange things, and I cannot honestly say I believe everything you tell me. I don't blame her, but nevertheless, she says, but you sure make me think. And I'm sorry that I believe the word of God, unless it's inserted by man, you know, monkey with by man, we call our way purity. And boy, I'm dead set against all religions. I wish there was none. And let everybody go their own way. You know, the Arab type, they, you know, Allah is God, Allah is God. Well, that's right. So we say God is Allah, God is Allah. You know, why are you fighting over your cultural name?
Well, it's more the point, you know, if you're going to be religious or strongly believe in something, believe in being for something, don't believe in being against something else kind of thing, you know? Don't be against the New World Order, be for freedom, because that way you'll actually fulfill something positive. Not this other kind of, it's what you call hippo-Christianity, you know, kind of like a cross between hypocrisy and Christianity, you know what I'm saying? And these people, they go out and they accuse everybody of being, horrific and bad, and they're going to go to hell and what have you. And then you can just say, well, then forgive me.
Yeah, there you go. It gets me, it's a so-called Christian world. I love God, and therefore I love you. And, hey, brother, welcome to my church this Sunday, you know, and smile and all that jazz. And the next Sunday, you're at the church across the street. And my guys say, see, and what are you doing over there? You know we're the only ones that believe the word of God, and they're saying the same thing across the street. I quit going to white man's churches. I go into God's church. His footstool. I go into nature, and I talk right there with Dad. He talks back. He can converse. And I don't know. I do know this. The Creator's word is true until you start getting into all the crap that man has played with it. And everybody seems to agree God is love. And it's true, God literally is love. And, but they don't show it. None of them. You know, there's no love between one religion or the other. And we have to let cultures remain their cultures.
There's some kind of crackling going on behind you there.
What's going on?
It must be the Geiger counter.
Oh, no. But, brother, yeah. Let me get back to green. They rape the earth to show by my windmill, by this, by that. We're green. We're helping the earth. How can you help the earth by raping, cutting the trees, digging giant holes, making this and that, they're helping themselves and making.
Well, I think it's more like they're helping the rest of us to die off a hell of a lot quicker, so that they can stick around with all, using all the resources they stole to survive, and then the world's their oyster.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, most of the Americans that I know that want to go green, they go out and buy all of this green stuff. It's green dollar bills. It's not green, green. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
I heard a click, click.
And, oh, don't worry. It's probably just Mossad. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My special guest is Red Elk, under heavy surveillance. coming out of the fabulous little USSA. And if you, as a person, think that making a difference in this world is impossible, you'd be wrong. everybody thinks it's a big group of people that makes the difference. It's usually the small, determined individuals that actually make the real difference. You know, you can't touch a group. It's just an idea. No more than you can touch a forest. Everybody tries to categorize everybody into all these different slades and slashes and stripes. And it's all just a bunch of BS to get us all infighting with each other. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Hello.
Mailbag. To hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, live from the future. Speaking of New Zealand, there's been this massive ship lodged itself on a reef off the coast of Tauranga, one of the largest port cities in New Zealand, and it's leaching oil into the sea. And so, as is usually the case with people who are absolutely insane, they spray toxic Corexit 9500 all over it and poison the whole place full of all our nice kingfish and various other forms of species, not to mention the islands that are all around there that have people living on them who live off the sea creatures, which are probably all now contaminated. Thank goodness for that. You know, didn't need the sea at all, did you? Also, some allegations have been coming out that the Bank of America is not allowing people to withdraw their money. Isn't that great? They actually have SWAT teams outside the office of Bank of America in St. Louis preventing people from going in and retrieving their cash from these criminal banks to scum. Incidentally, and this is the great thing about being from New Zealand, because the New World Order is a new world order, you know, the whole world. It ties back into here. John Key, our Prime Minister, has shares in the Bank of America. And he's also now passing some legislation to allow Bathurst Mining Limited to come and crack open our national parks for open cast mining, which everybody doesn't like because New Zealand's a beautiful country and open cast mining looks incredibly ridiculously ugly. But of course, Bank of America has huge shares at Bathurst Mining, and our Prime Minister has huge shares in Bank of America, which ain't giving Americans their money. Am I the only one who thinks that these Wall Street protests have a good point to be there, but they're kind of misdirected? Because it's not just Wall Street and the traders and all of that. They're basically, they play a significant role, but it's the Fed. It's the private banking cartel that dispenses the money. That is the real problem. Andrew Jackson dedicated his entire life, and on his deathbed, he was asked what was his one greatest achievement. And he said, "I killed the bank." Right? Central banking is the ultimate vampirical, parasitical, scumbaggery, infectious, viral weaponry of the New World Order, and it has to be stamped out wherever it is found. Not capitalism, that's not the problem. We haven't had capitalism for quite so long because these bankers have socialized everything. They've given all the contracts and all the, free rein to fewer and fewer and fewer mega effing corporation thingies, which continuously poison the environment, hike up the prices, collude together to screw everybody over so that they can have a better number to show their stockholders next quarter. Okay? That's the problem as I see it. And what's happening here now at these Wall Street protests is becoming clear that they might be staged to a certain extent. Allegedly, George Soros, a long-time green activist, and you'll appreciate this one, Red Elk, is allegedly behind organizing all of these great protests, and what it's doing is it's distracting people from the private banking cartel and blaming it on capitalism as a whole. And they want to erode everybody's individual rights and form us into socialism and what have you, which is what Soros and these UN-loving scumbag, filth, trash, and anti-American, anti-freedom type scum have all been talking about the whole freaking time in their own documents. So, you know, wake up, Wall Street. Wake up, Wall Street occupiers. This isn't about a left or a right issue. This is about the puppet that is controlling both hands, both legs, and the head, and especially the smile of the puppets. That's what it should be about.
My brother, there's one bank that we should never have joined, and that's the World Bank. You're talking about the big, you know, country banks and stuff. But frankly, how are you going to fix this? I have a solution, I think. And that's literally, for for every nation on earth to tell the World Bank and tell the world, we owe nothing. We start all over as now. How are they going to do anything about it without NATO and stuff? And even that would backfire.
In fact, that is exactly what was said in a criticism of the Wall Street protests, that it's also going to be used as a pretext to bring in martial law and NATO control of the United States.
Well, right here, right now, as we speak, I have personally gone through the Southwest. They have vast areas of land, all fenced off in little paddocks, and people that own, no trespassing, owned by the government, and people that own land beyond that paddock, they're not allowed to go on their land unless perhaps by helicopter. And they are, and have been, going, I've got all the reports. I mean, people from all over checking your well, how much water you got a minute, how deep you are. And if you don't let them on their land to do it, they red tag you on your fence post saying, uncooperative.
Oh, well, you know, it's nice. It feels like a Mexican drug cartel's moved in or something. Is that you no trespasse, ese que pasa?
The whole thing. Right now, my favorite passage into Canada, a very small border guardhouse. It's closed with just a few hours a day, and it's only manned by one man, or it has been. Right now, they are literally building a huge, I mean, gigantic. I got reports from the laborers that are helping build it, and it is a giant building that looks like a prison, and it's on the railroad track in the United States, right along the Canadian border, and they have prison bars in it and stuff like that. And it's all through national security. I have people, a lady in her 80s, crossing over the border from state to Canada to go do some shopping. They tore her car completely apart looking for illegal this or that. And I think, I didn't ask, but I think they left it that way for her to put back together again. But
her own little Humpty Dumpty personal horror story, you know?
Yeah, well...
What was that? The TSA, Homeland Security, National Security Agencies?
Yeah,
what was all this alphabet soup like? Seriously, they're like a bowl of cereal in the morning.
Well, frankly... They're claiming we have no money. They've closed our woods off. Woods all my life. I got to call in, but I'm going to leave it be. Don't worry about that noise.
I was wanting to talk about the woods being closed off, because that reminds me of the Wildlands Project. It's an international agreement between what do they call ICLEI, the International Council for Environmental Protection of Saddam Hussein, or something like that. And essentially, what they're doing now is closing off all the woodland areas, that kind of thing, and to the tourists and the public to preserve it, to give it back to nature, so that after they've enclosed everybody in these tiny little mega growth cells that we used to call cities and towns and stuff like that, all the rural land will get cleared off. You know, people won't be allowed on there either. And, they always do it incrementally, don't they? It's like, oh, you can't go this far. And then the next year you come back, hey, you can't go even further, all right?
Well, right now, my brother, I had to pay $35 to drive in the woods, a permit. And
permits to drive in the woods. In
that's
New Zealand,
right.
we have to get permits.
Have been there long before I was alive.
Well, in New Zealand, we have to get permits in order to hand out flyers on the street about anything.
Don't hand them out. Throw them on. Make a paper airplane and throw them from a window upstairs somewhere and run mate, no, but crazy.
Then you'll probably get paid $500 fine per piece of paper.
Well, for littering, yeah, if they can get to doing it. That's what I say. Throw it out the window. Let the wind give it to whoever.
No, don't worry. There's CCTVs everywhere. They'll capture it for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. But really, right now, our government is trying to pass a bill to make a 100-mile distance from each side of the border. That's Canada's government, which is Britain. And that is almost a no-trespassing zone to the border. I know, and I have known for many years, that the Canadian and American forestry and so forth have had 25 miles. But now they're trying to extend it to 100 miles. And, yeah, what we're being done is controlled and penned. It will not be long. I'm almost dead certain. I haven't seen it. But the way things are going, it won't be long before we'll have some kind of martial law here. And literally won't be able to go out of our own county without some kind of a passport. But yeah, that lady that I...
They've got what's it called now, the Real ID Act. So everybody has to be like... thumbprinted and scanned and all of that kind of stuff in order to just travel around.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to go into federal buildings without it.
Well, I don't think that that's here, but maybe some countries. But we're being gently penned into our own county, very gently. And all in the name of national security. They got us scared to death of bombers and so forth. And people are accepting it up to the moment. And so, like dumb sheep. And right now you can go into the woods as long as you're on foot or horseback. But no motorized vehicles allowed on it. Except on these green dotted roads. And I personally, no police officers, and one man from the forestry department or warden, with many years in that department, not too far off from retiring, he quit because I do not like what I am being ordered to do, and it just rakes me no end. I can't work under those conditions. And I know police officers, too, who have quit for the same reason.
There seems to be this kind of pushback happening. Like, you can only force people to do something that's bad for a certain period of time before they start to realize, hey, I'm doing something bad here, and they start to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, well, $35 for a permit to drive on a green dot road, is that enough? But the lady said this time next year, we're going to have to pay, she said she wasn't sure it was four or five more permits just to use the permit you got for $35.
You see, and that's the problem that, look, licensing and all of that kind of stuff, you don't actually really need it. Like, all you really need is to be trained and know what you're doing kind of thing. You don't need some kind of papers, please, type object in your pocket wherever you go, because let's face facts here, 99.99% of the time, you never need it.
Well,
you know, there's no real freedom in this society because everything's catalogued somewhere. You know, I don't know. I feel the whole permanence of the internet can sometimes be a really bad thing. But the other day I was at a protest and we had the police filming us, you know, from the side of the road with their camera on top of a trash can, trying to look like they were doing nothing kind of thing. Go up to them, talk about secret filming. You're like, oh, we're not secret filming. It's like, look at where your camera is, mate. Okay? It's not up on your shoulder like a regular cameraman.
Well,
Where is all this information that you're taking down here? Where are all these face recognition shots of the crowd going to end up, eh? And they're like, oh, well, you know, we're not going to use it unless there's a crime committed. And it's like, well, you shouldn't be filming people unless there is a crime being committed. Okay? You shouldn't treat people like criminals before they actually are criminals. Do you understand?
They're going to make us criminals.
Yeah. If you want to do anything right in your country, you know, anything that's good for the community, I can guarantee you it'll soon be made illegal.
Yeah, it's kind of sickening. Brother, I have a website. I told you, if you go on Red Elk Speak, it gives all kinds of tricky ways to get around certain rules and regulations. And like they told me, no more domes. Right. That's fine. I agreed. No more domes. But she didn't say I couldn't build other type of buildings that aren't domed. So I went to the jogger just to show it can be done for those people that are homeless. And pardon me. And, you know, carrying a huge pack on your back is tiresome with those joggers as well. But I got pictures of the domes, the joggers, what I'm doing to show people what they can do for next to nothing. The jogger I bought was $89, brand new. The other two were free. And my gosh, what transporter. And there's a lot of people that are going to be wishing they had one in the future.
Indeedy, duty. Well, you know, because let's face facts here. With all the smart meters going in on everybody, including now here in New Zealand, we have a big contract that's going to a smart meter install company to do 150,000 of the suckers all around the country to monitor when you're home, when you're not, etc., etc. They don't need to know that information. There's something called privacy. And we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they see, they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you, give me a dessert, give me a dessert, give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick, give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary, yeah, give me a whiskey sour, yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. You want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. There was Lewis Black there from the show he did called Rules of Enragement. And it's always funny when everybody talks about New Zealand because there's nothing going on here. My very special guest, Red Elk, is joining us for the entire show today. And we've been talking about how really crazy control has been going on all over the place. Haven't you noticed that there's no common sense anymore? It's all being regulated and put down on paper by people that just don't have any sense at all?
I disagree. It's not a lack of common sense. It's just they've got their own agenda, and it's sensible to them. And frankly, the more they control people, jail them or whatnot, where are they going to have people to pay the taxes to pay their big bucks? They're going to own a lot of land and nowhere to go. No way to go.
Oh, no, they're not going to need the taxes. I mean, they've got machines to do everything now. You know, they don't even need slaves hardly.
Yeah, well, wait until the oil's shot and the electricity shot. They better get a foot scooter like I recommend.
Well, maybe for the average person, yeah, but
I'm talking about the elite. The big guy. This whole thing is leading up to a worldwide. We need a world leader that can lead it, that will lead us, not them, and enter the Antichrist for the first half of his career. It's all leading up to Armageddon. It really is.
So many people are saying that now, and I feel that it's like the elite are actually just using the Book of Revelations more as a playbook than anything else to make all the Christians stand down and say, oh, it's preordained by God, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, they are. They're lying to you. Read the book yourself. Get rid of the crap that mankind has added to it over the years, taken away or watered down. And you, brother, there are two Bibles in the world, actual Bibles. There's a Bible that you and I have on our shelf or whatnot. And then there's the Indian Bible. And there's only two, to my knowledge, that are in existence. One is in New Zealand and transported to Australia back and forth, written in papaya. And the other one is in the equivalent of our Smithsonian Institute in England, and they can't read it, but it's all pure. Nothing has been added, and it's still out there. And if you can get rid of the crap that is in the New Bible, though compared to the Indian Bible, you'll have the Indian Bible.
Well, I look at it too, like the video editing. Like when I go out and I take like 2 hours of footage and I edit a 15-minute video out of it, there's a lot of editing that goes on. A lot of things don't make it in. And if you want to tell the best story you can, something's got to go because they don't have the continuity or what have you. And I find what people are doing now is they're sort of interpreting God for themselves to a large extent. And they don't really have any guidance or any knowledge of what spirituality is, or it's basically like you're just kind of wandering around in this sort of holographic soup matrix and nobody has a clue what the hell is going on and just making it up as they go along.
Oh, yeah. I will agree with that. It was all planned way back when Lucifer, by the way, he is very real. And I'm not speculating. I met him in the night, woke up, and there he was beaming over me. And it was so dark after he left, I hit my nose trying to see my hand. But he was so dark, it made it look like dawn in the bedroom. But he's a very real angel. And he's gearing up and has been gearing up for Armageddon all these centuries. And very real, and you better be aware of it. Don't scoff at it. I tell only the truth, and don't believe a word I say. Check what I say. Check it three times to make sure your checking is correct. If it wavers or disappears, it's of Lucifer conning you. And but nevertheless, there are two Bibles on Earth that I know of that still are in existence. I have been asked if I could interpret the one that's over there by you, and they sent me some words, petroglyphs to you. Sure, I can read them. My gosh, a lady a few years back sent me a little piece of cedar wood, maybe 9 inches long, maybe an inch and a quarter, inch and a half wide, skinnier and all get out, and she drew these petroglyphs. She thought it was so interesting, she thought I'd like to see it. She stood there in the Smithsonian Institute with this piece of wood. She got cut specially for this and copied the petroglyphs and sent it to me with the explanation that is what is a medicine man formula, healing formula thing. And I looked at that and, whoa, we do not write formulas down. We never have. And so how could they come up with that? And I started looking at it. You know what it was? On that little piece of wood, it was the first book of the good word and the last book of the good word. New, Old and New Testament. All right there in those petroglyphs. And they don't know that. They're idiots. And the people have sent me some petroglyph words. Said, can you interpret this? And I did. And they said, how can we preserve this papaya every time we try to unroll it? You know, pieces and stuff start flaking off. And I said, the only way it can be done is professionally through a museum that does that. And if you give it to them to do that, I will guarantee you, you'll never get it back. But all you got to do is learn to separate the crap that's in the Word of God that you know and bring out strictly the purity. Christ said, the things I've done, you too can do. And I levitate. I teleport. My gosh, I've taught people how to do this that actually do it. No teleporter but myself and a couple of other medicine men I already knew. But mental telepathy.
Teleport from where to where? Like from one end of the room to the other? Or from your lazy boy with a beer in your hand to the front of your pickup truck?
Basically, yes. I tell the people that when you practice this, clean out your living room, make sure you aren't teleporting into a coffee table, because when you conform, your leg's going to be part of that coffee table. So clean it up, get a good sight on where you're going to appear, land, I call it. Go to your bedroom, shut your eyes, do what I tell you, concentrate until you know you're there with your eyes shut. And when you absolutely, I mean totally know it, open your eyes and you'll be in the living room. And if you do it, I want to go to England, for instance, and a place maybe you've been to, a park or something like that way back when. You want to go back and see it. It was a neat park. Well, you bet it's dangerous. We hardly ever do it. Very dangerous, because people don't have the sense to spirit travel, and this is not out of body. This is a different way of doing it safely. Check out that park. It might be a big freeway now, and you'll pop up in front of an 18-wheeler bearing down on you.
Well, so have you done like some speed trials and see how long it takes you to teleport to the local 7-Eleven for a pack of cigarettes?
I have not. I've only teleported once to learn it, and then I was told to park it. The great creator tells me to test, see if it's true. And then once you know it, park it. Don't use it again until I tell you to. And we obey the great one. So I've only teleported once. And, I don't know how many times I've, not a lot either, levitated. But my two grandsons have. I had an apprentice called to be medicine man, so I brought him from Canada to here. And the first night, I taught him how to levitate. And the next day, he practiced laying in bed. And when he rose up a number of inches, he wasn't dead sure, but he said it was 11 inches or so. It shocked him, and I told him, it will shock you. And that was it. He went back to Canada that afternoon. He quit the calling of medicine man. Just scared the daylight out of him. But, levitation is really cool. invisibility, I love. I'm allowed to do that occasionally. And that's awful fun.
Is that when you visit the dirty strip club in like downtown Phoenix or something?
No, we, as Christ followers, we won't, I'm not going to either spare travel and be unseen, period, or to teleport into a bank vault and grab their money and teleport out. But there are some sorcerers that have.
Well, you know what you could do, Red Owl, because you could help all those people who can't get their money out of the Bank of America to just teleport inside to the ATM.
Yeah, but you need your darn card to get into it, don't you? I don't know.
Can you only teleport naked, can you? You can't take anything with you like in the Terminator movies?
Well, you can if you know how. It's quite possible.
Is it possible to for a chick who's teleporting to take her handbag with her lipstick in it and her cell phone and stuff?
Well, bring something to you in your house from a different area. Yes, money included. You know, some of these things I tell about, but I ain't going to teach. There's too many crooks out there. And you'll never get your money. Some crook got it. Sitting there on the couch, counting this great amount of loot.
That's probably why the Bank of America ain't giving people's money back, because they just decided that they want to keep it.
Oh, yeah. And what good's it going to do when the economy worldwide gets shot?
I was thinking it might be good for use by toilet paper. But somebody else told me that, what if they outlawed toilet paper next? And we'd be like, well, you know, perhaps we could then wipe ourselves with draconian pieces of legislation that our governments are passing. We'll never run out of that.
Yeah, but I got that beat. As a medicine man, you know, I got different, like women on their moon time, period, to the white world. In the ancient ways, they didn't have Tampax and stuff. But they did use a pad, either made out of, some people call it old man's beard, some call it Spanish moss, that kind of a moss that grows off trees here, and they use it for padding and diapers and for their own personal needs. And I know the ancient ways that I have to teach Indians how to use. Can you believe that? And they tell you how.
Well, they tell you what. I'm sorry, Red Elk, you kind of cut out there. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back in just a wee moment.
Pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries. If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Vinnie Eastwood Show, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. And other news today, there was, what was it, Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computers, is dead. And doesn't matter because there's a little part of Steve Jobs that'll play in these computers that I use to run this show all day long. And one of my favorite quotes from Steve Jobs is, "Let's be pirates." Believe it or not, the guy who apparently was fond of peg legs and his personal cutlass. Now, never confuse education with intelligence. The educated and the foolish are the most difficult to convince of a new idea's validity. That is a very, very well accepted truth, because often people may not realize it,
but our current society is ruled by people who are so-called educated, and they don't know Shiite Muslim. Do they? There's some people out there with real experience who can trump them. Like my very special guest, Red Elk. Welcome back.
Hey, brother, let me finish up. I don't know if I was covered over by your radio, but today's American nations, free nations, the Indians, if you want to call them free, shuffled off into reservations, they are whitenized to the point where they have lost just about all the knowledge that they still claim they have. They have the spirituality, the oneness with the Creator. But that's just about it. When you have to teach full-blood people how to talk with, not to, with nature, that's a pretty poor sign to me. And when I teach that to them, I tell them, I'm giving you this so that you can go home and share it with your people, not just your house. Not just a few, but with everybody, that you can start returning to the ancient of ways that your great-great-great-grandparents did have. But you have been white-knighted to the point where you're, yeah, it's bad. And they don't like to hear that word, white-knighted. But tell me, one lady at a seminar I was doing, she jumped all over me, and I said, look, I'm going to give you the last 15 minutes, and you tell the people. And I did, and she had just returned from some kind of a seminar on teaching how to love one another. And good Lord, if that's an example of love, there wasn't anybody in that big room that would have gone. I said, you know, I didn't say it. I wanted to say it. Lady, you're wearing a white man's bra, white man's panties, white man's dress, or, you know, she had on a blouse and pants. And I said, you got here in a car or something like that. You probably live in a white man apartment or house, and you're telling me how Indian you are? I said, even the button that you're using is white man.
Yeah, I mean, look at it this way. She'd probably walk into a top restaurant in New York and say to the concierge, I have a reservation.
Yeah. Well, it got me, you know. And I have a story, a book I've got out. It's called Red Elk Speak. Or no, belay that. That's my blog. It's called Short Stories by Red Elk Medicine Man. And you can get that through my website and through, that big bookstore, internet bookstore thing. You can order that. And by the way, overseas, I would not recommend you buy the book. The book here is $35. I wanted quite a bit more, but the creator said $35. And I'm not going to go against him. I checked three times. And I haven't sold too many of them, but those that buy it, they just love it. But anyway, that you can get it through my blog. And I don't know, did Heather send you a PDF on that?
No, I don't recall that.
Oh, I wish she had. My gosh.
I'll send her an email after the show, Red Elk. Don't worry, it's nothing to get in a twist about.
Yeah. Well, PDF is still $35, but it's not a book. You're not holding 375 pages. So. But it probably cost you that much to ship it out of the state. So that's a lot of money. You can order the PDF and read it. It tells about how certain people, myself included, can do the things of Christ. Raise the dead. Let the blind see. Good Lord, I've lost count of how many blind people are seeing now.
I know, I bump into them all the time.
No, I'm talking about physically blind. But, anyway. So
was I.
You can do the things of Christ. If you call yourself a Christian, the word Christian means Christ follower. Most of them pick and choose. Oh, you can't. I can't do that. I can't do that. I got a question for you, my brother. What is a positive word and what is a negative word? I will give you both of them. Can and can't. Which is negative? Which is positive?
Can't is negative and can is positive?
No, nope, they're both positive. When you're positive, you can't. I'll guarantee you, you never will. That's a positive negativity. When you're positive, you can. I can guarantee you, if you're truly positive, you will be able to do the things of Christ. He said, follow me. The things I've done, you can do also. But they don't believe it, and they claim to believe the word of God. I have very little, I don't know the word, empathy, whatever, for so-called Christians today. I'm really saddened by it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems to be that basically you'll interpret whatever you want out of the Bible kind of thing. Like if you're a naturally procrastinating, lazy, inept, short-sighted person and you read the Bible, then naturally you're going to have a lazy, unproactive, stupid response to it and use it to justify doing what you've always done. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. You know, even the atheist have a God, it's a God of no God. They can run around telling everybody there's no God, trying to get believers, just like a church.
Yeah, I worship no God. Yeah, as it is actually no God is the name of the God that they worship.
Right.
So atheists are just another splinter cell.
Another religion, that's all.
And just like religion. Science and modern medicine and psychiatry and Barack Obama, it's a new cult religion.
Well, anyway, I go by purity. I toss out the junk I find in the Word of God. If it does not correspond with what Christ did when he was here, exampled, told about, and actually carried out, then throw it out. It's been watered down, and it's no good. Just throw it out. You end up with a tiny little Indian Bible. You know, it might not be little in size, but in thickness, it is very thin, and it's all purity. It's all the Word of God with nothing before man started playing games and started adding on to trap you in their religion and to make you, weaker. It's a Luciferic, all religions are. And to divide and conquer, fight amongst yourselves. Let's go over and have that word that the Arab types use, you know, jihad. You know, because everybody or should know that Allah is God. And if they don't say that, their infidelism will kill them. And yet God is love and they're doing that. What a bunch of dingbats.
Yeah, it's like a Osama bin Snoop Dogg with the D-O-double-G-Jihad.
Well, hey, my brother, I quit voting years and years ago. I believe that I'm an emissary to Earth and a diplomat to North America. And my president is God. And he's never put on the ballot. So I quit voting. So I can honestly...
Well, you know... I disagree with that to a certain extent, because if you don't vote, it means that you're giving your silent, obedient consent. If you're going to vote and have absolutely no confidence for who you're voting for, then cast a vote of no confidence and say they're all scum, they're all filth, get them the hell out of my hair, because they're not of anything of value and they should be tossed in some trash heap somewhere on the wrong side of history where they belong. And thank you very much, Red Elk, for sharing a little bit of your wisdom with us today. And you have yourself a fabulous afternoon with the dogs and such.
Thank you, brother, for having me on.
All right. Very, very nice to have you indeed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tune in tomorrow. We may just have another fabulous guest for you, but we never know because, well, basically, there ain't nothing really certain in this world, really. The certainty is we'll try our damnedest. And if we fail, then at least we tried and we got nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you very much for listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll see you again sometime.